Well, my main message is investing in women is not only the right thing to do, but the smart thing to do.
As many of our listeners know, Indonesia is a country of some 240 million people. It has the largest Muslim majority population in the world. It is known for generally practicing a very moderate form of Islam. And yet you have some women's advocates who are increasingly concerned about the fact that there are local bylaws at the provincial level that seem to be discriminatory against women and possibly are seen as being in contravention to some of the international obligations. I'm wondering, what is your position in this? What is your view?
Well, the Commission Against Violence Against Women have identified 154 bylaws that they think they're discriminatory. If that's the fact, I think it's time to revisit, to review those bylaws and adapt it in the way that they can really be coherent and consistent with the commitments that Indonesia has made in the international level, but in the national level as well.
Indonesia, of course, is the largest nation of the regional grouping ASEAN, of Southeast Asian nations, and a country that has an increasing role on the international stage. What do you think that Indonesia might be able to contribute in terms of promoting women's rights?
As you already said, the biggest number of Muslims in the world live here in Indonesia and have been able to progress on gender equality and women's empowerment. Of course, there are challenges that still need to be solved, but there has been advancement. So I think that if Indonesia continues with good practices in terms of ensuring all the policies that will imply that more women can be represented in the proportion more linked to the proportion of the real society, at least 30%, but even more in parliament. If you have more women in decision-making position in the politics and in the economy, if you continue implementing laws against violence, etc., Indonesia could be a very good role model also for ASEAN region and other countries of the world, and of course inside the OIC, because it will be showing that you can be a Muslim country, but you can also have women's rights and women's empowerment as a priority in your policies.
Your visit coincides with the 16-day global campaign to end violence against women. I'm wondering what, in your experience, in what you've seen around the world, talking to policymakers and governments, are effective ways to curb violence against women, which is a problem that affects all societies?
Well, last year, we launched 16 Days, 16 Steps. We compiled all the strategies that work. We know what work. It's prevention, it's protection and provision of services. And that means that we have to work in education, trying to educate girls and boys to respect each other since they're small children. The parents should have an equal respect for sons and daughters, teachers at school, etc. The whole society has to breathe, if I may say, this equality environment. The other issue that is very important is when you are not able to protect them, and unfortunately they are victims of violence, there has to be zero tolerance to perpetrators. Justice has to work, but in order to be effective and efficient, you need to train the police and the judiciary system so they can really be gender sensitive, understand the issue, and do what needs to be done. And you need to ensure survivors that they are provided by the health system and services to support them physically, mentally, to give women the chance of having a job so they can reintegrate their families again. So there are so many steps that can be done, but we also need to work on culture. Because if we don't change the mindset that feels that women are, if I may say, citizens of second class, we will still have violence among us. So we need to ensure that men and women can understand that the best for men and women is that women lives in a world free of violence.
Lastly, as you meet with government and as you meet with civil society group, is there an overriding message that you have for them?
Women's right is not the issue of women. We need women knowing their rights and defending their rights, and we need men also championing for women's rights. So you and women will continue working in Indonesia with the government, with civil society, to support the national efforts, the national capacity to progress on gender equality and women's empowerment.
Michelle Bachelet, thank you very much for being with us. This is Michele Zaccheo for United Nations Radio, reporting from Jakarta.